You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, we got to give props because we haven't said anything about it yet.
Yeah.
How about those Broncos?
I know. Mm-hmm. We were up early. Nick Nack got up, got the TV on, got the coffee going. We sat there on the couch with some toast.
Toast. All right.
Cup of coffee, watched the Broncos. They were good.
Hey, thrilling comeback victory yesterday in London.
They actually looked like a team after halftime.
Well, yeah, it didn't start very well.
No,
did it
didn't,
though?
But it was fun. It was a fun game.
So now the Broncos get the victory in London. They have a bye week now to rest up. And the Avalanche, who have lost two in a row, that's not like our Avs. Right. Now it's their turn to play across the pond. The Avs are getting on an airplane. They're going to go play back-to-back games in Finland Friday and Saturday against Columbus.
Well, that's cool.
That's kind of exciting.
I guess so.
You know, if you're a really serious fan, that would be a fun trip to make, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I want to go to Sweden and Norway and Finland. I want to go there and see it.
We'll do it.
Just go do it. The Nuggets lost in L.A. last night to the Lakers. They won't play again until Thursday. I don't want to bum everybody out, but we do need to mention the story. More than 150 people dead.
Oh, insane, yeah.
And that number could very well rise. There's a huge crowd at a Halloween party in South Korea on Saturday night. They don't know what caused this large mass of people to start surging into this downhill alley. Witnesses are saying that people were falling on each other like, quote, dominoes.
Yeah, and just getting trampled and suffocated. And the videos on Twitter were insane. I mean, you've got, you know, just 50 people laying on the ground, and they're all trying to do CPR on, like, people, and they're going back and forth.
Sad.
And it's just horrific.
Many of them in costume, and the vast majority in their 20s or early 30s.
Really bad.
Some teenagers. It's sad, sad, sad
bad,
story.
Bad.
Moving on.
What's your segue from that?
Powerball tonight?
Powerball! Oh, my God. Did you see the amount?
$1 billion.
Yes.
The second largest Powerball jackpot. There was a Mega Millions jackpot that got to 1.3, I want to say. Anyway, second largest Powerball jackpot, $1 billion. $1 billion!
$1 billion. I think the cash option was like 500 mil or something like that. It was about half.
My goodness.
There's more to this story. What's on there? Talking about lucky numbers. You could use birthdays. Keep it random.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
We'll talk more later about this thing, what happened in New York with their Take 5 lottery. Something happened that a lot of people were like, wait a minute, what's going on? And the lottery officials are saying, no, this is all legit. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit, because that's an interesting standalone story on its own. Tom and Giselle, as you no doubt know by now, have finalized their divorce. It's a heartbreak, Jeremy. It's a heartbreak.
Oh, I'm devastated.
America's power couple, man.
Yeah.
But here's the reason it's back in the news today, because there is a website, it's a betting gaming website, that is calculating the odds on who both Giselle and Tom will start dating.
I do love this. Josh, our producer, and I were talking about this last week. I'm like, let's do the disclaimer. It's horrible that their marriage is breaking up. I feel bad for their kids. It's a horrible family situation there. So, but you're Tom Brady and Giselle. You can go out now and be with whoever you want.
Anybody.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. You just point and pick.
At the top of the list for this betting site for Giselle, it's, of course, Pete Davidson. Which is funny,
funny.
At the same time.
Kind of true.
Right. Jason Momoa is on the list because he's now single again.
He's a stud.
Leonardo DiCaprio, a lot of people are saying that is a bunch of BS because she's 42 years old, so Leo's not going to go for her.
She's way old. 20 years older than what he goes for.
And then John Mayer.
He gets with everybody.
As for Tom Brady, if the odds makers are right, Tom's next love connection will be with Taylor Swift. No. That will
never. If you were Tom Brady and you had your pickings, who would you pick?
Nobody for about 6 months.
Oh, you're no fun.
I wouldn't get into a relationship for a while. I would have flings.
Yeah.
I'd have flings all day long, but I would not get into a relationship right away.
Yeah.
Why? What about you, big talker? See?
Paige.
Oh, you've got
Paige.
This thing with that female
it's
golfer.
I would toy with Kim Kardashian, I think. Maybe.
Okay.
Just because.
Well, I wish both Tom and Giselle all
That's
the best.
Very kind of you.
All the best. Moving
really
forward.
Kind of you, Dom.
What else is trending?
Oh, Halloween is trending. Did you guys see the calendar? It's today. All sorts of Halloween stuff coming out this morning. This story here says if you want to raid your kids' Halloween candy guilt-free, here's the top candies that you should be able to steal without your kids getting all butthurt over it. Number one is the Dove Dark Chocolate Bars. And who is handing those out? Those are like $4 a bar. The Andes Chocolate Mints came in at second. Almond Joys third. Mixed Nuts came in at number four. Didn't we talk about this last week?
D's Nuts?
You shouldn't be handing out D's Nuts at all because of allergies. Baby Ruth is on there. Heath Bars. Down at the bottom, the York Peppermint Patty. Yes, 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 and yes. And how about those mints, like the kind that they hand out at restaurants? Now, are those the peppermint spirally ones or those chalky mints, the chalky ones that you bite into that are
No, they're
nice.
The ones in the little green wrapper that are like little...
Like little pinwheels kind of, right?
No, they're like little mint sandwiches, chocolate and mint.
Those are the Andes. Those are the Andes chocolate mints.
Those are the ones that I'm thinking. Which ones are you talking about?
I'm thinking about the ones that are white with like a peppermint pinwheel look to it.
Those are horrible.
Those are horrible, and that kind of mint... I don't let my kids eat those mints because I choke on one as a kid and I almost died, so my kids are not.
So your
to have
children
one.
Can't have one.
I had a horrific experience with a mint.
Anything that size, so are they not allowed to have like Jolly
they
Ranchers?
They just get so slick and yep. I don't let them have any kind of hard candy because I choked really bad on hard candy as a kid. My dad had to like lift me up and you know do the Heimlich on me. And he did it in the bathroom over the toilet.
So
like, I remember that mint coming out of my mouth into the toilet.
So I can add to the list of things you are terrified of.
Mints.
Candy.
Hard candy. If they get hard candy at any sort of trick-or-treat street or anything like that, I take it from them.
God.
I don't want to be doing the Heimlich.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it happens every time.
Think about kids. They're running around like idiots and laughing and down it goes. Down the hatch.
All right. I'm not saying it can't happen, but at the same time, to live the life of fear that you cannot have a mint.
You can't.
Because you were clumsy as a kid.
But you know what? They can have all the Snickers they want.
You can choke on a Snickers.
Not as easily as a little slick mint.
All right.
Speaking of, we did go to that trunk or treat this weekend, and while the kids were out on the bounce house and the big blow-up slides, I was so digging into their bags of candy, eating stuff while I was waiting.
Was it good stuff?
A lot of chocolate. What's the deal with the bounce houses? Kids are drawn to those things like crack to a crackhead.
And, you know, kids bang their heads into each other. I can't believe you let your kids get on them.
They were hitting each other. They're full of germs.
And
they
why'd you
get
let...
out and their socks are like black.
So well, hold on a second.
What?
They cannot eat a mint, but they can jump in the bounce house.
Yes, get some exercise. Have fun. Even though they came out with like rug burns all over their bodies.
But
nobody choked.
If you, when you were a kid, had sustained an injury in a bounce house, your kids would not be allowed to jump on them.
Probably. If it was like a really bad concussion and vomiting and everything.
So thank God that didn't happen. So your kids can have fun.
You don't have any sort of traumatic experience from your childhood where you'd be like, you can't do that.
No,
really
I can't think of
die,
I can't think
you
of anything
die.
I did that I hurt myself that I then went the rest of my life not doing or forbid my children from doing.
Well, I think because this, the ultimate end game is if you're having a piece of hard candy up in your bedroom and you choke, you will be dead.
Yeah. Should we compile a list of the 17 million ways that you can die?
No, we shouldn't. But I do know for a fact you could die on a mint.
Okay.
What else is going on out there? I do want to give you this story just because it's on the heels of what we're talking about. They say be really careful tonight because a lot of pedestrians get hit.
Oh, right.
Because the kids are running around, you know.
Yeah.
Playing grab, you know what. Taylor Swift is in trending this morning. Her Midnights had a massive debut week. That's her new album. Sold 1.6 million copies, number one on the Billboard 200, broke 73 records around the world, sold a lot of vinyl, believe it or not, the most vinyl sales since they were tracking vinyl, which started in 1991, so she's selling a lot of vinyl, stuff on Spotify, YouTube, like, she's killing it, man. I want to see what is being deposited into her bank account every week. Don't you? Aren't you the least bit curious?
I'm very curious.
My daughter's going through this Taylor Swift phase right now. She's got a little Alexa in her room, and it's nonstop Taylor Swift. Nonstop. Last night, she was asking what the lines, "She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers," meant. And we said, "Well, what do you think it means?" She's like, "It's probably about boys." She made a face. Well, yeah, it kind of is.
It's great.
Let's do some clickbait.
All right.
Clickbait.
We really got sidetracked with all that mint talk. Go to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A couple things on there that you can check out. NASA released a high-definition photo of the sun, and it looks like a jack-o'-lantern. It's kind of cool.
Cute.
And the other one, which I think you should definitely click on, is a mom in Michigan made a meatloaf that resembles her 17-year-old son. Please click on that. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.